Welcome to You Are Enough podcast with Obusimba Chidima, where we hold you by the hands, show you how to discover your inner personal power, master yourself, and achieve your desired life goals. Today I'll be talking about ingredients for success. I bet you've heard the word ingredient over a million times since you were born. You also agree with me that there are several ingredients for so many things, okay? We have ingredients for jollof rice, we have the ingredients for egusi soup, we have the ingredients for baking cakes, and so on. And we don't use the same ingredients we use in baking cakes to cook our egusi soup, okay? So the question now is, why not? If they are all called ingredients, why can't we use the ingredients we use in baking cake to cook our egusi soup? The answer is simple, okay? Every ingredient was made for something. Every ingredient was made for a particular purpose. And that is why if you use the ingredients meant for cooking egusi soup in baking your cake, you will never get your desired result, okay? Same thing applies to success. I've come to realize also that for you to be successful, there's some ingredients you need to add to your day-to-day activities to get your desired result. That is what I'll be sharing with you in a few minutes in this episode. So get your pen and your jotting materials ready. The first ingredient for success is the right mindset. If you want to be successful in any area at all, you need the right mindset, because if you keep moving around with the wrong mindset, you will get everything wrong. And that will lead to frustration, that will lead to depression. You keep asking yourself, why am I not succeeding in this area? Why am I not getting it right? When you start feeling that way, the first thing you need to ask yourself is, do I have the right mindset? Okay, you need the right mindset to achieve success in any area. So every single day you wake up, you need to put on the right mindset to face your goal, the right mindset to achieve your dreams, okay? Put it on the moment you're putting on your clothes, okay? That will help you succeed, okay? You can't say you want to become wealthy and you have the wrong mindset about money. You can't say you want to come out with flying colors in your academics and you have the wrong mindset about making it in school, okay? You have the wrong mindset about coming out with good grades. You will never be able to come out with good grades if you have the wrong mindset about it, okay? You have to change your mindset and make sure that you have the right mindset for any area you want to focus on. The second ingredient for success is passion. Very, very important ingredient for success is passion. If you desire to be successful in life, you need to choose an area you are passionate about, okay? Not an area where your friend is succeeding in, not an area where you think will favor you, but an area you are passionate about. I want to share with you the story of my boss, who is someone who always encourages me, someone who always inspires me, someone who I admire so much. He's Mr. Oni Olajide Abraham, who is the managing director of Seed of Abraham Technology, an ICT driven company. He always shares with us a story of how he started his company from his living room, training students on CCTV installation. Okay, for a start, started by training people on CCTV installation, how to install CCTV cameras, and so on. Okay, now after training those persons, some of them ended up not paying all their fees, and there's nothing he could do about it. They don't have the complete money, you can't arrest them, so he had to continued that way. Okay, he continued his training with some other students, like batch by batch. He trains people batch by batch, but he started from his living room. This is something he's passionate about, even though he initially didn't study anything in line ICT, but because of his passion for that area, he had to go back to study something related to ICT, okay? Because of his passion. Now, the point is, when he started initially, some of the students were unable to complete their payment for the training, and that made him not to get the desired result, the result he desired to get after that training. But what did he do? Did he stop? No. He continued his training. He continued, and today he has built one of the promising and fast-growing ICT company in Sokoto State. Okay? In Sokoto State here, and it is a company you want to work with, a company you want to learn from. And he also offers free trainings in so many areas, free trainings in mini importation, free trainings in on how to study abroad. Now, what am I driving at? I'm trying to let you know that his company is existing today because of his passion. Okay, passion will keep you going even when you're not seeing results. Passion will keep you going even when it doesn't look like you're going somewhere. Okay, passion will keep you moving. So if you're doing something you are not passionate about, you need to have a rethink, because at the long run you might give up if it is something you're not passionate about. Okay, you need passion as an ingredient for success if you desire to be successful. The third ingredient for success is your reason. You need your reason. And one of the essential ingredients for success is your why. Your reason, your why. Attach a reason to why you want to do something. Attach a reason to why you want to be successful. Attach a reason to why you want to do what you want to do. And don't just attach that reason. Say it every day loud and clear to yourself. I'm a beauty consultant with Oriflame. Why? Because I want to become my own boss. Why? Because I want to become financially stable. Why? Because I want to travel the world for free. Why? Because I want to help people grow. Why? It keeps going on and on and on. Now, do you know what will happen to you when you do that on a daily basis? I'll tell you. When you do that on a daily basis, your subconscious mind will adopt it and keep playing it back to you like your favorite music. And even when you're not saying it, it will keep reminding you. It will keep ringing in your head. And that way, you will be focused. Your reason is very, very strong. And until you have no why, don't stop what you are doing. Until you have no why, until you have no reason to stop, don't stop what you are doing. Okay, you are in business, you sell rubber. Why do you sell rubber? Because you want to make people look beautiful. Why do you sell rubber? Because you want to make profit. Now, until there is no why in that business, until there is no why you are doing what you are doing, don't stop. So there is no why. When you don't have any why are you going to school? No reason. Then stop going to school. But why are you going to school? I'm going to school because there is a reason. I'm going to school because I want to do this. I'm going to school because I want to be this. Then don't stop. Until you have no why, don't stop doing what you are doing. A last ingredient for success, which is a fourth, is confidence. Okay, being confident is nothing more than believing in yourself. The word confidence comes from a Latin word which simply means to trust. So having confidence is you having trust in yourself, believing that you can achieve that which you've set your mind to achieve without doubt. Okay? Now, creating confidence is not about you knowing it all. It's not about you knowing it all, okay? It's about you trusting that no matter what happens in a particular situation, you will be able to handle it and learn from the outcome. Okay? You have to be confident about who you are. You have to be confident about what you want. You have to be confident about what you want to be, who you want to become. Okay? Now, you have to build that confidence. You can't say, I want to become financially stable, and you don't have the confidence to tell people about what you do. No. You have to be confident about whatever it is you are doing. And that brings us to the end of this episode on ingredients for success. Now, a quick recap is the four ingredients for success which she talked about is the right mindset. Always have the right mindset for whatever area you want to go into, whatever field you want to go into. Secondly, you need passion. You need to be passionate about that particular area you're going into. The third is you having a reason. Why are you going into that field? Why do you want to achieve that goal? And the fourth ingredient for success is confidence. You need the confidence to achieve your desired goals. You need confidence. So these are the four ingredients for success I have for you today. So if you got value from this episode, I want you to help me share the link with your friends so that they too can benefit from it. Okay? I am Obusimba Chidima and I value you. Thank you so much. See you next week. Okay?